Hey guys, welcome to Business Chef Podcast, where we talk about how to make content, personal brand, and monetize your skills online other than working in the kitchen, so that you can have multiple income sources to feed your family, live a better life, and most importantly, love yourself as a chef. I'm on my journey building a million-dollar empire, documenting my process, and I'm sharing with all of you. So please share and enjoy. I've been working on my TikTok for the last month. This is how I got more than 5,000, 6,000 followers within just a month. And I've been observing all of the platforms that I'm working on right now. And TikTok is so far working the best. But there are things that I also learned why TikTok is not really a great platform for some of the people. And here's why. So first of all, I'm a guy who always talk about this marketing and, you know, food business, about chefs, restaurants, you know, social media marketing, organic content, like videography. I've been creating a lot of short form contents out of that long form videos from YouTube, and I've been posting consistently on TikTok and Instagram. And my first few videos went viral in TikTok, apparently. I don't know why, but it went viral. I got over 300,000 views, and you know, maybe some of the people, you know, who are already famous in TikTok, you guys might think, oh, that's nothing. But yeah, it's actually nothing. But considering the fact that I'm here in this platform for only about a month, you know, I think that's a great result. Like 6,000 followers within a month, I think that's a great result. And I started analyzing why I could get all these followers, why I could get all this attention within a short period of time. And this is something that I want to share, and I'm sure that this strategy will help you in a lot of ways to grow your business or grow your attention, your social media marketing. So the first factor that my content have is I'm talking about similar content consistently. Like, I don't go everywhere. I talk about one specific content, which is about restaurant business, chef, and marketing, right? That's my unique content, which I talk about it consistently every single day. The second one is talk about something controversial. Before we talk about this, like, what is being controversial? If you guys realize, you know, in this noisy world, there's a lot of different, you know, ideologies and values and opinions, right? So everybody has their own beliefs and their thoughts about what's wrong and what's right. But that's not something that you should consider when it comes to creating controversial content. There's one very important thing that you have to keep in mind, which is you have to treat all types of opinions and ideologies in this world as a neutral opinion. You cannot consider them as a right or wrong or black or white. Everything is neutral. So what it means is when you have an opinion that you believe in or someone else believes in, it doesn't mean that every other people will believe it too. Just because you believe that's value, it doesn't mean that everybody else will have the same belief as you do. So what does it mean? It means that it is okay to talk about, to express about your opinions. Okay? This is very important. Keep this to your heart. This is not something that you know with your head. This is something that you should take with your heart. It is okay to talk about something that you believe in on social media. It is okay. Because again, there's nothing right or wrong. You're just being yourself. You're just talking about your opinions. You're expressing your values and what you believe in. Which means every opinions, every ideas in this world can be agreed and can be denied. So one of the many beliefs that you have can be agreed by a lot of people and can also be denied by a lot of people. And that doesn't mean that your opinion is right or wrong. That's just your belief. That's just what you believe in. That's what matters. So talking about something controversial, it just literally means expressing your opinions and your beliefs openly to the public. That itself is a controversial content. For example, if I say reading one book a week will make you rich, that statement can be denied by millions of wealthy and rich people and can be agreed by millions of rich and wealthy people as well. There are millions of wealthy people out there who reads one book a week and got wealthy, and there are rich and wealthy people who built their wealth without reading a book a week. So is that statement true or false or right or wrong? It is neutral. There's no right or wrong. If you believe in something, that's the secret about creating controversial content. I think the best example that I have in my TikTok content is that I talked about this fine dining business one day, which I mentioned that fine dining restaurants cannot be run or operated by individuals because the food cost is extremely high, the startup cost is extremely high, and it's also very hard to manage, and the profit margin is razor thin. And it's a very tough business to start as a solopreneur, which also, you know, more than 95% of them shut down within a couple of years. That's what I observed. That's what I learned from this industry while I was working there for my decade of my life. And even that, if you actually think about it, that statement itself, fine dining cannot be operated and run done by individuals, right? If you think about it, it's right and it's also wrong, right? Think about it. There are fine dining restaurants out there run by individuals and being successful. They exist. I'm not lying. They exist. And there are individual fine dining restaurants also shut down within a couple of years, and there are like 95% of them. So which one is true? Which one is false? Like, can you say which one is right and which one is wrong? You can't. As a consumer, as a person who's watching all those contents, you guys have a choice which belief that you're going to have, which means it is okay to express what you think and tell people what you think about a specific topic openly in public. That is fine. These two factors were my secrets of getting these massive followers within a month, within a short period of time. So posting a content under similar topic consistently every single day and talk about something controversial, which means expressing your own beliefs and thoughts and your opinions. But as you guys expected, if you do that, you guys will get a lot of haters, especially in TikTok, unlike Instagram. When you post something controversial, I guarantee you more than half of your comments will be your haters. You will get ripped apart. You know, people think getting haters is something bad or that makes them, you know, stressed out. Like, I approach it in a different way. Like, I don't think it's the right way to approach haters like that, because, you know, before we all talk about like who are those haters and, you know, how do we deal with them, like what should I do about them, before we talk about all that, let's just talk about like all this fundamental of haters. Like, why do they exist, right? How did that happen? Maybe you are not being aggressive on your content, but you still get haters. Like, why? Like, why does that happen? It is a very same concept. If you go out there with your friends, let's say 20 people, and you start talking about your beliefs, that your beliefs about, let's say, homosexuality or your veganism, you know, stuff like a topic that, you know, people might disagree or agree, when you aggressively express your opinions, your beliefs to all those 20 friends, how many do you think will agree with your values and beliefs? How many do you think will be like, oh, I don't care? And how many do you think will fucking hate you for saying that out of all those 20 people? Maybe 5 will hate you, maybe another 12 will don't give a fuck about you, and 3 probably fall in love with your idea and your beliefs. That's like a normal, like typical ratio of when you express your beliefs to open public. Haters, the same thing. There are a lot of haters only because your content was reached to millions of people. That is the only reason. A lot bigger number of people watch your content. That means you get a lot of haters. That's just normal. But at the same time, what do you get? You get 100 times more number of people who don't really give a fuck about you. Also, 100 times bigger number of people who get values from your contents. That's normal. That's how I approach this hater problems. Like, that's my secret. Whenever I look at all these haters and comments, I just think that, oh, actually my fans are getting bigger and bigger. Like, there are more people. I'm reaching more people, and there are more fans and fans created. At the same time, there are haters are being created too, which is, I don't really care. Because again, the main objective of being on social media is to find people who agree with your beliefs. That is the ultimate goal of being on social media. And you know what? If you guys are worried, you want to be liked, people don't give a fuck about you, man. Like, just be yourself. Real quick, guys, if you're enjoying this podcast, I don't run any ads on this. I don't sell anything. So the only ads that I have is that help me spread the word so that we can help more chefs monetize their skills online, make more money, and have their own successful restaurants. The only way we do that is we rate, review, and share this podcast. If you find this podcast valuable, leave a review. It takes 5 seconds, and most importantly, it may change the world for the better.